This is The World in Brief from The Economist. Our top stories. Consumer prices in America rose by 3.5% in the year to March, up from 3.2% in February. The core rate, which excludes energy and food, increased by 0.4% month on month. That was the third consecutive month that the figure was higher than expected. Increases in the cost of gasoline and shelter, which includes rental costs, were the main factors pushing up prices. The data reduced the likelihood that the Federal Reserve, America's central bank, will slash rates in the summer. The European Parliament voted in favour of a migration and asylum pact that had been introduced for the first time a decade ago. The reforms will speed up the process of applying for asylum and require member states to share responsibility for those who do so. Asylum applications to the EU rose by 18% year on year in 2023, reaching the highest level since the migration crisis of 2015-16. President Joe Biden announced a series of steps signalling closer security cooperation with Japan during a state visit by Kishido Fumio, the Prime Minister. Mr. Biden said that America would create a joint air defence network with Japan and Australia, and that AUKUS partners, America, Australia and Britain, would consider working with Japan on non-nuclear defence projects. Xi Jinping, China's president, met Ma Ying-jeou, Taiwan's former president, in Beijing. Last year, Mr. Ma became the first former leader of Taiwan to visit China. This was his second meeting with Mr. Xi, whom he met as president in 2015 in Singapore. His party, the Kuomintang, rejects Taiwan's independence and wants to lower tensions with China through trade and dialogue. A top EU court removed sanctions against two Russian billionaires, Mikhail Friedman and Peter Arvin. The court ruled that there was not enough evidence that the oligarchs supported Russia's war against Ukraine. The ruling is a setback for the EU's programme of sanctions against Russia. The pair are the most high-profile Russian businessmen to have their sanctions lifted. TSMC, the world's largest chipmaker, said that revenues rose by nearly a fifth year-on-year during the first quarter, higher than analysts' expectations. Revenues increased by 34.3% year-on-year in March, the fastest pace since November 2022. The Taiwanese company is benefiting from growing interest in chips designed to train and run artificial intelligence software, offsetting weak demand in the smartphone market. Gender medicine for children in Britain is built on shaky foundations, according to an independent review. The study was led by Hilary Cass, a former president of the Royal College of Paediatrics and Child Health. She said that doctors too often fail to base gender care on evidence-based research, and that the toxicity of the debate means that some clinicians are afraid to speak out. And figure of the day, 520 million. The expected size of China's over 60 population by 2050, 38% of the total.
If you want to work smarter, you need a system with smart built-in. Workday has AI embedded into the core of the system to seamlessly support your workflow and deliver unprecedented adaptability. Workday, the finance and HR system for a changing world.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.